Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sellersville Theater, 1894. Coming up at our theater, the South Memphis String Band featuring Alvin Youngblood Hart, Jimbo Mathis, and Luther Dickinson on May 7th. Sharon Little with Andrew Lipke on Friday, May 8th. The Proclaimers on May 19th. And California Guitar Trio with Karen Lynn on Saturday, June 20th. For your convenience, tickets to these and all other upcoming Sellersville Theater shows are available for purchase in the box office, which will be open throughout this evening's intermission. Be the first to know when new shows go on sale. Join our e-list to receive show announcements and chances to win free tickets. Sign up in the lobby or online at st94.com. Please remember, there is no smoking, no flash photography, no sound or video recording, and please silence all cell phones. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Gandalf Murphy and the Slambovian Circus of Dreams.
Thanks for coming.
Very happy to be here. I think it's going to be a really special night. I just got a feeling. We'll do our best and hope it catches on fire. I think we all need to catch on fire a little bit. So we'll start off with a Slambovian waltz from the new album. It's called Pushing Up Daisies. One, two, three, two, two, three. The lies will unravel and light and love win. In dreams we will travel as new worlds begin. In our hearts, in our hearts, in our hearts. Not just wishful thinking, these thoughts are like seeds. They can grow anywhere, and they're stronger than weeds. Let's plant them all over the world, all over the we'll
distance into an embrace. Let everyone know they can't be replaced. We're pushing up daisies way up to the sky, and nobody died. We're pushing up daisies way up to the sky, and nobody dies. Yeah, nobody dies. 'Cause nobody dies. Yeah, nobody dies. Daisies, 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 daisies. Go!
Very nice. Thank you. Great response. That was enough to get us through the first set. Thank you very much. So, we'll just, they didn't hire us for Philly Folk Fest this year. No. I think I'm starting to understand it. We were a folk rock band for a number of years, but on the new album, the cat's kind of jumping out of the bag a little bit. We wrote the title track for The Great Unravel. It turned out to be like a James Bondish kind of song. I think the folk festivals might be getting a little nervous. But we're going to play the Exponential Festival whenever that is, you know. So we're happy to be doing that. And any chance? Falcon Ridge, too. We're doing Falcon Ridge. Hey, you guys. So it'll be a good summer. We're getting to go to England a couple times. Anyway, we got to not yap too much. Is there anybody new that never saw us before? Would you mind raising your hands if you never saw us? So a few of you, okay. So just so you know who's playing for you, this is Sharky on the guitar. And that's Chen in the back on the bass. This is Tony on the drums over here. This is Zoe back here on the keyboards. This is the lovely and very dangerous Tinkerbell Lloyd on accordion and cello and various things throughout the evening. And my name is Josiah. How you doing, new folks? Nice to see everybody else, too. So we're going to play the title track from The Great Unravel for you right now and help you know why we didn't get to Philly Folk Festival this year. Everything you are, everything you see, wished upon a star, hope that you could be. Everything they know, what they think is real, you can let it go, truth will be revealed.
gravel, make way for the great unravel. Hear those voices call, they're calling out to you. Life back to the fall, wants to find what's true. All our lonely days, all our sordid past, let it fade away, only love will last. Let go for your mind to travel, make way for the great unravel. Justice in life will bring relief from all these lies that cause this grief. Now the Creator becomes a thief and brings it home. Try to love this world, you give it all your heart. Every boy and girl, but it's tearing us apart. Everything's so cold, it's time to make it warm. Pray this moment be the calm before the storm. Let go for your mind to travel, make way for the great unravel. I said, let go for your mind to travel, make way for the great unravel. Yeah. Let go for your mind to travel, make way for the great unravel.
You guys are in a quite a generous mood tonight. Thank you very much. That helps us. These are crazy times, right? Great and terrible days. Whoa, what was that? What'd you say?
Unraveling.
Yeah, we are unraveling. August 8th, when we officially internationally released this, all the financial stuff started happening like a couple of days after. It's a good thing. It's a scary thing, but it's a good thing. So, the great unravel happened a long time ago in Slambovia. We lost everything we owned, lost our house. We're out on the street with our kids. It's a piece of cake. Don't worry about it. It leads to better stuff. So,
yeah, instead of drinking, I took up the accordion. It worked.
So we're going to play, we'll play a folky sissy song for the in case somebody from the folk festival's here and might have a chance to get hired next year.
We really love the people at Philly Folk Fest.
Tink does.
No, I mean, they're... You know, there are big supporters. Gene Shea is a good friend of ours, and we love him. And so, you know, he's just goofing. It's that Philly
That's
attitude,
what Tink says.
You know.
Anyways, every time when we played Philly Folk Festival, we had a really great time. Only good memories, you know. They got some new booking people in there, people that book the point. They don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. I grew up in South Philly, you know. I can't help myself. So anyway, we'll play this song. You know, this song, I think the ghosts, you know, the ghosts help us with a lot of the songs that we write. I really believe the people that die come back and help us till the world's in shape. I don't think they go to heaven. If I even was good and ever could get into heaven, it couldn't keep me in heaven. I'd be down here trying to help people straighten things out, you know. So I think the ghosts help a lot. If you're a songwriter, they come and help you. I wrote this driving down a road about 80 miles an hour, trying to get back home to see my daughter after Falcon Ridge Folk Festival one time. And this song came down in one piece, and I scribbled it on a napkin, stuck it in a glove compartment, and the music was still stuck to it when I found it a few months later. So it wasn't thawed out or anything. So and it fits the times we're in now. So. Very comfortable atmosphere tonight, isn't it? Okay. So, hey, how do I just help me out?
This is gonna be a good show.
If the ADD kicks in real strong, then it's usually pretty good. This is called Desire. Well, thank you. Good luck. I hope we can do the whole thing. The ghosts, Americana, have all gathered here today to dream their dreams together and to try and find a way to get the hope we used to have to come back into play. Oh, desire, oh, desire, come again. There's giants roaming in our streets. The workers fear their den. They swing their heavy bottom lines. They threaten life and limb. They kill their loyal labor slaves at some financial whim. Oh, desire, come again. Oh, desire, come again. There's terrorizing strangers knocking downstairs at our door. They threaten everything we know to even some fate score. Where they began and where we'll end, it's hard to say no more. Oh, desire, come. Desire, come again. Oh, light of love, what can you send? Oh, light of love, we need a friend. Sometimes fear that it's the end. A land of milk and honey, a land where there's no fear, that's built on love, not money. Oh, how can we bring it here? A land that is for everyone. Let's wipe away each tear. Oh, desire, come again. Desire, come again. Oh, desire, come and bring your holy fire. very much. We'll play a country pop tune that we wrote. So we went over to England last year in August. That's the first time we ever went to England. We had a really good time over there. And they liked the band a lot. We sold all our merchandise really quick. And it was a very warm feeling, you know. Because it's funny, you know, I'm a kid from the Philadelphia area that grew up in the boom, you know, when the Beatles came over and all that stuff. So a lot of that influences the music, and, you know, it's in there. For all of us, especially the boomers, we get a kick out of hearing the little snippets and stuff. But I didn't know how the Brits would take that, you know. And we thought maybe they think we were like a poser band. We look kind of like a poser band. But they bought all our merchandise. So we're going back twice. We're going over in June, and then we're going back in August again, doing a bunch of shows. So that's kind of cool. And I'm saying that because, we used to do this once in a while to introduce this song. We play this little lead-in that's kind of a cross between British Invasion and country prison music. And Tink really likes us, so we do it occasionally. But when we played it in England, they really got a kick out of it. So we're going to stick it on the front of our song. Our song is called I Wish. We'll get into that. But this little intro is that thing I was talking about. Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like them in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. This is I Wish. I was kind instead of just out of my mind. I wish I was stable. I wish I was schooled, not just an idealistic fool. I wish I could whisper to you words that would comfort you. I wish I could chase your fears away. I wish that I could say, hey, it'll be okay. I wish I was charming, you know I'm just crude. I wish I was filthy rich for you. I wish that I could be all the things you dream. I wish that I could turn your wishes to reality. 'Cause wishing my wishes all to come true, 'cause I wanna give my best to you. Yeah, I wanna whisper to you words that will comfort you. And I wanna steal your heart away. And I just gotta say, hey, it'll be okay. I wish I was gentle. I wish I was kind instead of just out of my mind. Instead of just out of my mind, you know I'm just out of my mind. Ooh. this is fun. This is very fun. And, let's see. Okay. We'll play Flapjacks from the Sky for you. So, you know, when I said that, those who know us, I said that there was a newspaper that said we're kind of a hillbilly Pink Floyd type of band. When we got to England, they started saying they've been called the hillbilly Pink Floyd. It's just a notch up, but, you know, I felt very honored in England they were calling us the hillbilly Pink Floyd. So for you new people, this is a kind of at the trippier end of our stuff.
And now they're saying we're kind of like, what is it? What's the latest write-up? We're kind of like the King Crimson, Bob Dylan, Hillbilly Pink Floyd.
It all helps us, you know, whatever it is. Anybody from the folk festival knows, this song we're playing for you now, we played this at the folk festival. We were a little nervous when we played Philly Folk Fest until we found out it was just all the rockers from the 60s wearing their folk costumes for the weekend. Flapjacks from the Sky.
Sky over there, see that light? Oh, it's gone. No, over there, look, it's moving our way. Oh, it's gone. Well, what could it be? Look, it's right overhead. Looks so odd. Bathe in blue light, feel that warmth. Do you think it's from God? Well, I used to see these things every night as a child. For logic train, minds that were free to run wild. Grown-up said saucers, but they look like pancakes to me. Hot off the griddle and floating in night's endless sea. Silvery sometimes, but mostly quite buttery blue. so sick of the stuff that we're fed every day. We eat anything to get high, but the high goes away. Dark side of the moon. They were a part of the plan of a man in the sky. And without their light, we've been junkies for mock apple pie. Better get some flapjacks from the sky.
Guys are cool. Thank you.
So we thought the first part of the set we'd do our more sensitive music, especially for the new people. Who hasn't seen us before? I want to see. Did anyone new come out? How'd you hear about the show? Tell me on the break, okay? So friends, okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to see. It's been so long since we played Sellersville. We're sorry we haven't been here in a while. We wanted to be here, and they wanted us here, but we were kind of just, you know, it just didn't work until now. But here we are, so thanks for having us back.
So, hey, Tink, you want to pick the next song? Because Chenny's flow. You want to pick one of the, which one? Of the two we do.
Ooh, that's a nice one, but we're not going to do it. Well, you know, it was really funny. I was driving with Tony and seeing the beautiful, green, lush Pennsylvania countryside because our GPS took us through every remote road possible. And I was thinking, wow, if I was a witch, I would like to have some kind of party today because this is like so, I just really feel like a pagan, you know. And then I found out, that's why I'm dressed today, because it's actually a Wiccan holiday today. It's, you know, so my Celtic roots are showing. It's, what is it, Beltane Feast Day. It's May Day. It's May 1st. So that's my introduction to the next song, which I think we should do like.
What it is when she's done.
I just thought Summer's Day would be good because it's a holiday today for those of us with Celtic roots and other things.
Cool.
Actually, the staff today, someone on the staff told me, you know, this is a Wiccan holiday today. I went, oh, yeah, that's why it was kind of like my blood was kind of bubbly and stuff. So, but it was the staff who is tuned in.
Yeah. So the Celtic part of this is that it's a kind of a cross between Syd Barrett and the Moody Blues. Oh, yeah. It's got a horn section.
And there's beasts in it.
Give me a sec. Okay. You ready?
Okay.
Anybody who knows a horn section, just chime in once here. Summertime is magic, it's always been. Time when we escape these prisons we're in. Nightmare disappear as dream begins. All on a summer's day. All on a summer's day. Well, I would like to be someone new. I would like to be dancing with you, and I think I'd like to find a love that's true. All on a summer's day. All on a summer's day. So hey, why don't you walk with me again? While we could pretend that we're still friends, I wouldn't mind at all if you would come to call on me. Yeah, I don't care if the sun don't shine, if it rains like cats and porcupines. Chance to play. All on a summer's day. All on a summer's day. You walk with me again. And hey, while we could pretend that we're still friends, I wouldn't mind at all if you would come to call on me. Yeah, I don't care if the sun don't shine, if it rains like cats and porcupines, long as I have a chance with you. All on a summer's day. 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 So we'll play just a couple more songs so they can get up and stretch your legs or pee or whatever you got to do. There's merchandise in the back. If you like what we're doing, buy a bunch of that. let's see. So we'll, like I said, we'll play two. This next thing is it's a Slambovian love song. In Slambovia, they really got the hots for the Tinkerbell. They really think that the spirit of Tink in women is that's the highest thing that there is. Anyway, I'll explain it sometime to you over coffee if you want. But anyway, so this is a love song that we wrote to the Tinkerbell spirit in everybody. It's called Tink, I Know It's You. Thank you. And, Sharky, you'll play the slide mandolin for you on this. That makes us not a folk band is I still haven't learned to tune and talk at the same time. That's a sign of the greats when they can do that. You know, you're looking at one of the greats when they can talk to you in tune.
I can't figure it out.
Ready, Shark?
No, but you go ahead without me. Temperature kind of got to this.
Okay. So what have you guys been up to recently? This is a... Is it pretty filled up? Are a lot of the seats full up towards the back even? It's a lot of us, right? Thanks very much for coming out in numbers. Really appreciate it. Tell the people at the Philly Folk Fest how many people... They could have had all this money. What is that? Thank you. I think we love you. Anyway, you know, Pennsylvania for me, while he's tuning, I'm really happy it turned out well. You know, I ran away from home at a young age to Bucks County. I'm a two-streeter from South Philly, but I ran away during the hippie time, and I moved to a little commune in Bucks County. Anybody that used to buy drugs back in the 60s, you'll remember the Octagon Barn. We weren't dealing drugs. It's just that when we moved there after the people who had been dealing drugs, that we always had a big line of people always knocking on the door throughout the night. So anyways, that's what we used to live there. So anyways, you ready, Shark? Okay. I hope this was worth the wait. Anyway, this could be fun. Good luck. I hope this is a transcendent version of it for you. Can't milk it a little bit longer.
Well, I see you running in the night, your little spark of light. I know it's you. Oh, yeah. Well, I see you sneaking through the trees. You whisper on the breeze to steal my heart, and you do. No disguise for what you do to me. I see you reaching through the lies. Oh, I am so surprised you've come this far for me. Tempting, I was so unkind. Grown up and so blind. Tempted by a love took me far from you, and hating, I just couldn't see. You were meant for me. I left you in a garden full of broken dreams, yeah.
see you and I understand. It ain't never land, it's me and you. Oh yeah. And I pray that this might be the day we can get away from grown-up dreams and blues. 'Cause hey, now that I can see you're still here with me, can take the reins and beat this thing together. Hey, Jane, we can merge in time with the great divine, and we can build a world for all the lost and lonely.
Sharky on the slide, mandolin. So we'll play one more for you, and then we could stretch out. We'll see you in the back here. Come and meet the new people and see our old friends. We are doing Knowlton. Thanks for saying. Knowlton River Festival we're doing. That's an awesome festival if you haven't been there. They might rename it this year.
Skylands Music Festival.
Skylands. How could you beat that? Which one? Delfest. Are we playing there? Cool, cool. I'm the worst one in the band to know where we're playing unless people yell to me, so we appreciate it. Knowlton's one of our favorite festivals to play. They used to. I hope they have it this year, but it's always in a circus tent, so that's a good situation for us, you know. So this one song, just as a tip of the hat to the folk realm, we'll play one folk song to end it. And this is a tip of the hat to those early folk pioneers, The Who. We'll be right back.
strange. Look at you in the mirror, nothing is getting clearer. Living life with the fear that things stay the same. There ain't a lot to say, oh. Go through your whole damn day, oh. So many games you play, oh. But what do they mean? I got a lot of reasons gathered through many seasons. Some bad and some are pleasing, I just don't know. I dreamed it could be better, something less to the letter. Maybe I best be getting on with the show. I got a lot to say, oh. And if I had my way, oh, there's just one game I'd play, oh. All of my life, well, I'd run away with the circus of dreams. Lived half my life, still don't know what it means. Through a glass darkly we see. What is it we're meant to be? He flies through the air with the greatest of ease. He's the daring young clown on the flying trapeze. His movement so graceful it makes you wonder, is it for real or some spell we're under? We live half our lives, still don't know what it means. Let's pack up our bags for the circus of dreams. Or I guess we'll see you around whenever we come to town. Sharky. Let's pack up our bags for the circus of dreams. For I guess we'll see you around whenever we come to town. Or you can fly through the air with the greatest of ease. If you run away with the circus of dreams, fly to the air with the greatest of these. Hey, look at me fly.
We're having a good time.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will be taking a brief 15-minute intermission. So get up, stretch your legs, go visit Ricky D at the bar, and make sure you take care of him as he takes care of you. See you back here in 15 minutes. When it all. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the stage Gandalf Murphy and the Slambovian Circus of Dreams.
Did some of you people notice that we have coffee at our merchandise table? Like, where's Michael Moser? Where's he at? This guy tortured me because we didn't have coffee for a while. He's emailing me, and he's torturing me. You have to send me coffee. So I told him he has to stand up and give a coffee testimony while we're waiting. So where are you, Michael? Stand up and make and just tell people how great the coffee is. So you heard it from the man, and this is not a paid advertisement, and it's the best coffee in the world, and we brought it here just for
kick
you.
Kick Starbucks' ass.
And upon that note.
Oh, I see. Is that what we're doing? Okay, wow. So, how many people were at our New Year's Eve show? We're going to do a kind of a rerun from that because we got a lot of requests for this thing. We're happy about this because this is kind of a goofy thing. You know, I was telling people on the New Year's Eve show that when we were over in England, some people that we used to do the open mic circuit with in the Westchester area of New York, whereas we live in the Hudson Highlands now of New York. In the Westchester area of New York, we used to do the folk circuit with the band when we first started out. And those people that we used to play with, they formed an organization. They called it Tribes Hill, you know. So all the old gang that we used to play with all the time are in this thing. It's kind of a support group called Tribes Hill. And they try to teach each other how to tune and talk at the same time. And when we were in England, we got an email from the Tribes Hill people, and they said, hey, we're doing a thing in the Tarrytown Theater, a big show at the Tarrytown Theater. And they said, we were wondering if you guys would do a show with us here. And we go, yeah, sure. We'd love to do a show with you guys. We emailed them back. And when we got back home, we found out it was called The Greatest Hits of Westchester. And we thought, that was a big mistake telling them we would do this thing. This just sounds like the Care Bears or something. But so anyway, everybody was doing covers of, you know, people who had lived in Westchester at one point in time or other. Since it's near New York City, it's a suburb of New York City, so anybody that ever came to New York City to do an album, you know, Aerosmith, they'd rent a house in Westchester area. So everybody lived there. You could do an Aerosmith cover or whatever you wanted to do. But we weren't happy doing covers of anybody alive. So we said to them, can we do people that are dead that are in Westchester or people that were buried in Westchester? So when they said yeah, then we were back on the game again. We tried to figure out who was buried in Westchester because did you notice no one's buried in New York City? Yeah, there's no place to bury them. So they all get buried in Westchester. So we had a big thing to choose from. And we found out that Glinda the Good Witch was buried in Westchester, Billy Burke. So we thought, hey, man, we should dig around where Billy's buried and see if we could find out who else. And we found out Judy Garland's buried there. Harold Arlen, who wrote all the music for The Wizard of Oz, is buried there. And so, long story short, we thought, oh, yeah, well, we're going to do a medley from The Wizard of Oz for your greatest hits of Westchester. So if you're in a goofy mood, then we'll do it for you. And, you know, The Wizard of Oz, for all you younger people mixed in among the baby boomers, I mean, everybody likes The Wizard of Oz, but for the baby boomers, it's a very sacred, almost religious thing. It was more important than almost than any other holiday because before they had DVDs and before they had anything, they had no control of when they could watch movies. They had to wait until they showed the movie once a year. So we would get ready. Yeah, remember? We'd get ready, man. You'd have your popcorn ready and your Coca-Cola ready and the whole family would be sitting there. Everybody would be going, shh, shh, shh. And then, you know, when the opening credits came, it was just, I mean, honestly speaking, I think watching The Wizard of Oz, it got us to such an amazing place that we did all those drugs in the 60s trying to get back there. And nothing worked. You know, nothing was good enough. So, I think, you know, anyways. So just to say, so we're going to do our little medley from The Wizard of Oz. And if you know it, which you all do, just chip in anytime you know where you are and just sing along with us and see if we can't get to the place we used to go before we had to take drugs to try to get there. Come out wherever you are, and meet the young lady who fell from a star. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly over the rainbow, why then, oh, why can't I? Oh, I would while away the hours conversing with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head I'd be scratching as my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. Oh, I'd unravel every riddle of any individual in trouble or in pain. And the thoughts I'd be thinking I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. Oh, I could think of things I never thought before, and then I'd stop and think some more. I'd be more than just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-derry if I only had a brain. Picture me a balcony, above a voice sings low.
That's right though, Romeo.
I hear a beat. How sweet.
I'm afraid there's no denying I'm just a dandelion, a fate I don't enjoy. I'd be brave as a blizzard.
I'd be gentle as a lizard. I'd be clever as a gizzard. If the wizard is a wizard, who will say? Then I'm bound to get a brain. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he
is a whiz of a whiz, if ever a whiz there was. If ever, oh ever, a whiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Everybody sing. If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I? Good job. We'll do that, but not yet. But we will. We'll do that. Thanks for asking. Okay. We're going to do a depressing song first. The Ghost gave me this song when we were about... when it was just about the great unravel was about to happen in Slambovia. I went to see a movie, and they were showing the previews of Braveheart. Did you ever see the pilot of Braveheart? That's pretty depressing. It's all the bad parts all linked together. And then the Ghost whispered to me, "That's going to happen to you in about a week." And then on the way home, this song came to me. And then a week later, we lost our house and our job. We lost everything we had, and we were in the street. And then, so I wouldn't get ticked off at people, I think the Ghost gave me this song, so I wouldn't become a victim and blame anybody. And so this song's called Already Broken. It's a good song for hard times. That's all I got to say. It's already broken, it's already clear, and waves of devotion will appear. It's already moving along the right track, and what has been won't be back. Yes, I don't mind if it treat me unkind, 'cause in a way I walk on the ocean, clear my mind. It's already moving.
broken won't be back. Yes, why? I don't mind if a tree.
When I went out on the break, I'm sorry we couldn't spend more time with you, but there's a noise ordinance, and we do make a little bit of noise. So we are going to, after, we have to finish by 11, but we are going to take time after the show to spend time with you. We won't be rushed, and neither will you. Just wanted to let you know that.
And if we didn't do anything, we'll sing it to you out there.
Yeah, we'll do the a cappella thing in the lobby.
So Orion's getting a mandolin for it. You know, what we've been doing is, like, every year we do about four holiday shows that are the favorite holidays of Slambovia. And one of them is at Halloween time. And we do something that's been called so far. When I first thought of it, it's called the Grand Slambovian Ball. And then we've been doing a Grand Slambovian Ball during Halloween that's called the Grand Slambovian Hillbilly Pirate Ball. And then everybody comes in costumes, and then we play some circus tunes, but we play a lot of pirate tunes and shanty type of things and just crazy stuff. And this year, I think we're thinking about having it in New York City. Like I was saying during the first set, there one organization's asking us to do it in New York City. So we might do it in New York City and Michigan and a few other places. But this year it's called the Grand Slambovian Extraterrestrial Hillbilly Pirate Ball. So if you feel game to get dressed up in a costume that's a combination of those things, please come. It's always a great time. So we're going to play you one of the songs that we do at the Grand Slam Boogie and Extraterrestrial Hillbilly Pirate Ball. And this is a sing-along, and it's we learned this from some pirates who were on their way to Cape Cod, and they played this song there, and they never made it out alive. It's not a good song to play in Cape Cod, but you'll see. But I'll show you. If you picture that you're in extraterrestrial hillbilly pirate costumes right now, and we're on a big extraterrestrial hillbilly pirate ship, it'll probably work really well for you. So just turn on your childlike imagination. We'll all go there. And this got a sing-along part in it. And I'll sing the verse, and it goes... here's your part. I'll go. Everybody goes. Bound away, bound away, ding dong. Bound away to Australia. Bound away, bound away. Bound away to Australia. You get the hang of it. But, we'll do it. Here we go. Put on your costumes. Here we go. One, two. They don't use sleds. They slide down hills on codfish heads. Heave her up. Heave her up, my bully, bully boys. Found a way. Found a way. Heave her up and make her no noise. Found a way to Australia. Oh, the Cape Cod cats, they got no tails. Blowed off in a southeast gale. Heave her up, heave her up, my bully, bully boys. Found a way, found a way. Heave her up and make her no noise. Found a way to a street. Heave her up, my bully, bully boys. Found a way, found a way. Heave her up and make her no noise. Cape Cod girls, they got no frills. They make their clothes from codfish gills. Heave her up, heave her up, my bully, bully boys. Found a way, heave her up, and I make her no noise. Found a way to Australia. Oh, the Cape Cod folks, they got no ills. The Cape Cod doctors give them codfish pills. Heave her up, heave her up, my bully, bully boys. Found a way, heave her up, and I make a no noise. Found a way to a street. Heave her up, heave her up.
One, two, three, four.
Fever up my bully, bully boy. Found a way, found a way. Fever up and I'm making no noise. Found a way to Australia. Found a way to Australia. Found a way to Australia.
So if you're free, come to New York. We're aiming for October 30th. It is a nice theater in New York City, so come on out if you're not doing anything. Next year, I think. What guitar do I need? I didn't get any Slambovian coffee tonight. If you bought some of that stuff, send us a review. It was surprising when we landed it. We're proud of that coffee. It's our big commercial venture. We got a lot of money now because of that coffee, man, I'm telling you. We got the cars all fixed and everything. It's So this is like one big advertisement for shows we're doing. You know, Tink gets the ideas for a lot of goofy stuff, you know. And so.
Well,
no, it's
all
a good
thing.
Say,
you know, I'm looking at you, and I have to agree.
She's tough. She means she dressed me like this tonight. So, but anyway, she had us in North. We played at Earth Day at Grand Central Station last Friday. And then Tink booked the show the next day in North Carolina. We don't have a plane or anything, you know, so it turned out to be good. You know, she does things that are just nutty, but they turn out pretty good. So anyways, we're doing a show. We're not able to do this. We do this Dylan Festival every year, and we're not able to do it this year. So Tink said, hey, when we play the Town Crier Center, we're going to do a Bob Dylan birthday bash, even though he's not coming to it, we heard. But we're going to do Dylan, a bunch of Dylan covers, and we're going to record it and probably sell it at the folk festivals, all the folk festivals except Philly Folk. So anyway, sorry, it's tough. So we're gonna do one of my mother's favorite Bob Dylan songs for you. So this is a good sing along. Please chime in when you get your footing.
Bill Johnny's in the basement mixing up a medicine. I'm on the pavement. The government, the man in the trench coat, badge out, laid off. Says he's got a bad cough, what's it get paid off? Look out, kid, something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in the coonskin cap, the big pen, wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Full of black soot, talking at the heat, put the plants in the pit, but phone snapped anyway. Maggie says that many say they must bust an early May. Orders from the DA. Look out, kid, keep it all hid. Duck down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to avoid scandals. Don't wanna be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work, cause the vandals took the handle. Okay.
get sick, get well, hang around the ink well, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get barred, get back, ride rail, get jailed, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by users, cheaters, six-time losers, hanging round the theater, girl by the whirlpool, looking for new fools. Don't follow leaders, watch your pocket meter. John is in the basement, mixing up a medicine. I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government, the man in the trench coat, bad guy, paid off, says he's got a bad cop, wants to get paid off. Look out, kid, don't matter what you did, walk on your tiptoes, don't try no dose. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, watch for plain clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
That's a magic thing, isn't it? What the hell? You know, all of country music's based on this. And all of rock and roll. We're really like a dumb civilization. It's awesome. It's just awesome. We're very appreciative of things. Oh man, I want to do that kind of thing again. Sorry. If something popped into my head, I would do another one. I think we're going to do a whole medley, but nothing, and it's not working. Sharky's informing me there's a little curfew on things, so we'll jump in. Yeah. Well, they'll stone you when you're trying to be so good. Yeah, they'll stone you just like they said they would. They'll stone you when you walk into your home. And they'll stone you when good old Bob. Okay. Glad he was dumb enough to write all those kind of ones. Not just the smart ones, you know. Okay. So we're going to play, we'll do a rock thing before we leave. But we're going to play our big King Crimson. We got a kind of a King Crimson type of song, so we could live up to what Exponential said at their website about us sounding like King Crimson and Pink Floyd. This is the King Crimson tip of things. I usually give a big dissertation about string theory. I'll do that over coffee with you too sometime. We'll just play this song. This is dedicated to the boot in, everybody. I think all the problems in the world can be solved by us. It's in our hands. We got the power. God made us with that power. We can do anything we put our minds to. Let's do it. It's called Talking to the Buddha. Thank you. out on the road today. And the sky was full of tears. And each small town looked so blue, and they seemed to ache for better years. Then my cell phone started ringing wild, like a fire alarm from hell. When I picked it up, a sad voice said, it's time to ring that golden bell. And I was talking to the Buddha, and I made the Buddha cry. I was talking to the Buddha, and I realized that I've been causing all this rain. He said, meet me at Joe's Diner, where Route 6 meets 88. Well, I arrived at the appointed time, but Buddha said, you're running late. So we both ordered an espresso from the owner's new machine. As the jukebox played Nirvana, he said, ignorance is mean. And I was talking to the Buddha, and I made the Buddha cry. I was talking to the Buddha, and I realize that I've been causing all this rain. I'm the cause of all the rain. Somebody help me stop the rain. Said the 12 gates wait for you, and creation's in travail, waiting for us all to see the light and restore what we have failed. The waitress said, hey, you want a refill? But Buddha said, there is no time. There's 3 seconds left to... I was talking to the
I made the Buddha cry. I was talking to the Buddha, and I realized that I've been causing all this. Cause of all the rain. Who's gonna help us stop the rain? Help me stop the rain. Got to stop the rain. We can't stop the rain. Help me stop the rain.
We got just one more for you. We had a very good time. Thank you very much for taking care of us. We felt the love. We hope you felt it back. Okay. We're headed for better days, I'm telling you. Things are going to get good. Philadelphia, right under the Walt Whitman Bridge there. There's a tradition of mummery that evolved in Philadelphia, as most of you know. Slightly different than mummery all throughout the world. But my father was a mummer and my grandfather was a mummer, and it goes back and back for as long as we were in the country. And Mummer's Day for the people in from the 2nd Street area is a big deal, you know. It's the time when they really want to go out in the street and give what they've got, and they think that what they're doing for everybody is chasing away everybody's blues, chasing away everybody's bad luck, so people can have a new beginning on New Year's. That's what they're trying to do when they're out there, those folks. When my mother heard this song when we wrote it, even though we didn't intend for it to be, my mother said, "Oh, Joe, that's a mummer's tune." And I was very happy to hear that, because we play it at the end of every show in the mummer's tradition, hoping anything that's been bothering you, making you nervous all this time up until when you walked in the door, all the stuff that's been worrying you gets blown far away when we play the song in the child, and you can walk out of here and just go take care of everybody. This is called Alice in Space. Thank you very much for all you've done for us tonight. We had a great time. Thanks for making it so. Now here comes the hocus and the pocus. They take your troubles far, far away and obliterate them so they never come back. One, two, one. The Palisades up to her place. The wheels leave the ground, yeah, the air here is laced, and I'm gone. I'm long gone. And it's a long way out to Alice in Spain. Visit Alice, cause she understands more of the child and less of the man. She don't gain me, and she won't fall. And it's a long way out to Alice in Spain. She'll lift you up and she'll shed your disguise. Oh, I've seen the ancients in Alice's eyes when she smiles. Oh yeah. Well, then see the ancients in Alice's eyes when she cries. Millions of people in one little lie. Zillions of children whose spirits have all flown away. They're long gone. And it's a long way out to Alice in Spain. It's a long way out to Alice in Spain. It's a long way. So we got time for one song. And we promised somebody something. So, let's see.
You know, we do other shows. And if you get on our mailing list, we'll let you know. And we'll do lots more stuff for you another time. We're so sorry. We can't make all of you happy all the time.
Thank you. We are, too. So anyways, here's a song we're going to do. And, for you new people, and, my friend Bobby Evers is here. We grew up together in South Philly. And he said to me tonight, you know, the basement of your parents' basement was where everything happened. He came up to me and said tonight, you know. And I always give the introduction to this song that every Friday night in my parents' basement, 116 Durfer Street down in South Philly, down in the basement every Friday, all the neighbors would come around, and they'd bring their instruments, and they'd just do music till like about 4 in the morning, you know. And my dad played, you know, my grandfather played, all my uncles and aunts played, you know. And people would just, you know, whoever came was the star of the show. They would just back up whoever wanted to sing. It was just a magic thing, you know, and that to me was like what music was about. But my favorite part of the Friday night was when my Uncle Angelo came. You know, I lived in the Irish neighborhood where the harps all lived. But we used to bring the Degos in. See, it used to be the harps and the Degos fought each other, but we moved into the Irish neighborhood and we were a Dego family. So the Degos and the Irish used to come together in our basement. It was, you know, I think God was happy. If there is a God, God was very happy. But my Uncle Angelo, who was this big, scary-looking Italian guy, looked like a hitman. He had like kind of, you know, Luca Brasi, when they described Luca Brasi in The Godfather, he had kind of fish eyes, you know. Angelo, you just couldn't tell whether he was going to kill you or give you a present, you know, when you were a kid. But I loved Angelo, and to me, he was like a giant of a guy. He'd come down about 11 o'clock, Angelo would show up with his guitar case. He just wouldn't say anything. He'd put it on the pool table and open it up, take it out, put it on a big Gibson, had like a flaming chalice at the top of it, you know. And Angelo, when he got his guitar, and they'd all say, "Hey, Ange, do the yodel song." So if you picture Angelo doing this song, it's awesome. And this is a sing-along. That's why everybody's asking for it. So listen carefully to the words, and you can sing along.
Well, it's easy to yodel, yodel O-T, yodel little O-T, yodel little O-T. It's easy to yodel, yodel O-T, yodel little O-T, yodel O-T. Yodel little O-T, yodel little O-T, yodel O-T, yodel little O-T, yodel little O-T, yodel little O-T.
That's the sing-along part for you new people. Ready to give it a shot? This is our last chance to get really high before we go to bed tonight. You ready?
Yodel. Yodel.
Very good. Put a little wiggly hound dog thing at the end of your yodel. It goes like this.
Yodel.
Very good. Final step is you put a T at the end of your yodel O. Goes like this.
Yodel O T. Yodel O T.
Very good. I'll sing the first verse. I'll do a yodel O O T. I'll throw it to you. We'll pass it back and forth. Get the hang of it. Here we go.
Well, it's easy to yodel, yodel.
little O.T. It's easy to yodel, yodel O.T. Yodel little O.T. O.T. You got it? There's one more section, I'll show it to you, and then we'll go out on doing the both parts, that first part I showed you and this next part that I'm going to show you. And really invest in it. I always tell people, 90% of the health problems in America are caused by stress. Stress comes from trying to be cool all the time. It's very hard to put down your cool guard, but I've learned that you can't yodel and be cool at the same time, so if you want to knock off about 25 years of stress, just yodel. The dumber you feel, the healthier you're going to be. Give it a shot. If you feel shy, close your eyes and nobody can see you. Here we go. Next section goes like this. Ready to try it? Ladle, ladle, load, ladle. Turn off the left side of your brain and bring it up to speed. Here we go. There he goes. Now you ain't got to do it right. You just got to do it loud. You got to do it dumb and it'll knock the stress off. Here we go. First verse. Pass the yodel back and forth. I'll warn you when we get the little part. Sing any noise that approximates it. And it'll work. Here we go. Well, it's easy to yodel, yodel O.T. Yodel little O.T. Yodel little O.T. It's easy to yodel, yodel O.T. Yodel little O.T. Lady, little O.T. Here it comes. Ready? Any kind of noise, just loud and dumb. Here we go. Thank you very much, everybody. Good night. God bless you. We'll see you soon. For fun, we'll play for you anytime. Thank you.
We'll see you out in the lobby in a minute for those of you who've got CDs and want them signed and just to meet the new folks. Thanks a lot.